So yeah, as many of you know, I've been BSSM for the last 9 months, and I mean, it's been amazing. Bethel really is like a place of, it's just like a hub for breakthrough, and it's really great that Tom shared what he shared today, because I'm just going to share part of my story, like one of the biggest areas that I've grown in this year, which is the power of declarations. Like literally in my life, I have never believed in something so much. And it's funny because although BSSM has been like amazing, it's been fun. We've gone on adventures that he's showed up in really amazing ways. Actually, like I've had to fight really, really hard this year. Like I've had to fight really hard for my freedom and really hard for my breakthrough, especially in my identity. So for the first couple of months, you arrive, you're like, oh, Bethel, woo. And actually the thing with Jesus is like the more that he fills you, the more that anything in you that's not meant to be there just has to come up. So that actually the first couple of months, I basically just cried, honestly, because he was showing up, he was encountering me. So therefore everything in me just had to come out, you know. And I feel like this year I've gone through this process where it's literally just been this massive inner transformation where everything's been turned upside down, everything's been emptied, new things have been put in, like new foundations have been laid, stuff's been broken down. So the first couple of months while I was there was actually really intense and really emotional, like walking through a lot of pain. And it's funny because you'd think you turn up to Bethel and you just go from glory to glory. But actually, I feel like sometimes what he does is first he just has to take everything out that's in the way, which actually leaves you feeling like you've somehow like gone backwards. So I arrived and felt like for the first few months the most insecure that I had ever felt in my entire life. I'd come from a place where I was like, I had lots and lots of roles and titles to define me, and I didn't even realize until I came out of that environment and went into a place where you're with 1,000 other people and you just feel invisible, you just feel like no one, because you have nothing that defines you. And I just realized that so many of those things that I'd been doing actually became who I was in a way that defined my identity. So when I didn't have them, I came into a place where I was like, oh my gosh, who am I? I don't even know what I carry. I don't even know what I bring. I feel like I'm just invisible. And honestly, the just most insecure I've ever felt in my life. Every lie that I believed was like illuminated times 1,000,000,000. And so this year, a lot of my year has looked like really, really like fighting to renew my mind. And I decided that like there was no way anymore that I could live with the lies that I was believing. It just came to the point where I was like, this is going to rob me of my destiny if I don't do something about this. Because I think so often, you know, with like renewing our mind, it actually takes being active, and it takes like getting your sword out. It takes time and effort. And sometimes I think that we're too passive that one day we think that we're going to encounter him in a way that's just going to wash away all of the lies that we believe about ourselves or the lies that we believe about who he is. But actually it's like you have to go to war. Like I feel like I went to war this year. I like stood in front of God and I was like, you have got to help me do something about this. I cannot stand another second believing lies about myself that I know are not true, because I know that for so long they've like robbed me of so much life, of so much joy, of so much relational blessing, because I've been insecure or I've not felt like I'm good enough, you know, in X, Y, and Z. And so this year I like made the decision. I was like, not anymore. I'm going to say no to this, and I'm going to work hard at renewing my mind. And so it started off, me and my roommate, we decided that we were going to make some declarations, and we stuck them on our walls, and every morning and every night we said them. And they were just tiny, tiny little things like, who I am is enough, like, I am loved, I'm a great friend, I'm so beautiful, I bring joy to others, you know, really, really simple things, but that just targeted. Basically what I did was, just like, just to help you guys understand my process, is I basically writ a truth to every insecurity that I wanted to get rid of. So all of my declarations were like targeted at the breakthroughs that I wanted to see. And every morning and every night, literally without fail, sometimes I would like nearly be asleep and I would remember and we'd be like, oh my gosh, no, we have to do our declarations. Cause I was that like, I'm going to get these truths in me. I'm going to like shatter every lie that I believe with these truths. So I did that, and so much of my year was, I literally stood in front of my mirror for the last 6 months every day. And that's not an overstatement. I have literally made myself do this for the last 6 months. I've stood in front of my mirror. I've like looked myself in the eye and I've spoken these declarations over myself. And honestly, I love myself more than I ever have done in my entire life. I love who I am more than I ever have done before, even physically. Like before, it's so crazy to me. Before I came to BSSM, I didn't realize how badly I spoke over myself. Like most of the things that came out of my mouth towards myself, like towards my body image, were negative. I'm fat, I'm ugly, like no boy's gonna ever wanna love me because I look like this. You know, all of the stuff that I know, you know, like many of us girls, you have to walk through. And the reason like I want to say this is because I just feel like it's so timely for what Tom is doing with his declarations. And almost like this is a testament of the fact that truth works. Truth really, really works. And this isn't just for, you know, the elite few. This is for everybody. Everybody in this room is going to have stuff that they know they believe that isn't true. Like everybody. Like no one's excluded from this. So it's almost like this is me saying that it works and just to like encourage you to like not stay a second longer believing something that you know isn't true. And Chris Valentin, he says, change your thoughts and God will change your life. And that's literally what he's done with me. Like I literally made a choice to change the way that I think about myself. Other people I know have really gone after changing their view of God. But for me this year, I've like gone after my identity and he's literally changed everything. Like I walk into a room now and like my head's held high. I'm not ashamed. Like I'm not afraid to like let myself be seen. I'm the most confident I've ever been in the way that I look. I'm so beautiful. But honestly, for me to say something like that before I came, I wouldn't have believed it at all. But I actually, like for the first time in so many years, I actually believe that, and what it just it changes everything. It changes everything when you know who you are. When you actually believe who you are is really, really great. It changes everything. It changes the way you interact with God. It changes the way you interact with people. It changes the way that you even walk out in your destiny and your calling. Like I'm not trying to be anybody else anymore. Like I know what I'm called to, and I'm not trying to fit into somebody else's gifting or anointing. I'm just me. But knowing that's enough. Just like changes everything. Like it really, really, really changed my life. And so on a side note, like, oh, everybody in this room should do the declarations. And even you don't have to do that list. If there are specific areas of breakthrough that you're needing, whether it's in joy or whether it's knowing like you're beautiful or finances, whatever it might be, go like specifically set your declarations to that and just like blast those lies with the truth of like what you're wanting to see. Think on purpose. I just made a decision to think on purpose. And Proverbs 15:4 and 16:24 just says, a healing tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. We need to stop killing ourselves with our words. You know, that sounds extreme, but we have to stop speaking ourselves into death. You know, it says a healing tongue is a tree of life. We basically, there's a decision that we have to make at some point, whether we're going to grow that tree of life in us or whether we're going to kill that very thing that was created to bring life with our words. And I literally can't say anything bad about myself anymore. Like there's something, he's done something in me where it's, I feel like it's literally impossible for me to speak something out that I know isn't true. And that happened really early on when I arrived at Bethel. I think maybe just the environment that you kind of come into, just, you don't really have permission to do that in Bethel. They don't let you. Like they want you to be the best you can be. And shortly after I got there, every time I would like go to say something bad about myself or bad about the way that I looked, I just felt like the spirit like just came and he was like, don't you dare. And sorry, I feel like I'm all over the place. Is it all right? Okay. I'm just like, shakara bad. I think I just became so aware that the whole life and death in the power of the tongue is very, very real. You know, so often there are so many things that are just said in church or just like said, yes, life and death are in the power of the tongue. But I think until you like experience it for yourself, you don't necessarily always feel the weight of something like that. But I feel like this year, like life and death in the power of the tongue, I've experienced that on a level that's become so real to me that I can't say anything bad about myself anymore, because it literally, I'm literally, every time I say something bad about myself, I'm just walking myself into death. That sounds really hardcore, but it like death in spirit. I'm like crushing the life that's in my spirit by the words that I speak. And so I just want to encourage you, like, speak yourself into life. Stop killing yourself with your words and stop being passive. I feel like there's just like this like fight in the spirit right now where he's like, come on. Like, I know there are people in this room that are fighting with things that they know that are untrue about themselves, that they've just been believing for years and years and years. And let me tell you something, like, it's time to get out your sword. Like, it's time to actually stop being passive, and it's time to do something and get the freedom that you were like born for. Like, you're born for abundance, and it's time that you start building like a new way. And I'm telling you, there were so many times where I'd stand in front of the mirror and I would literally just cry because I felt like nothing was happening. You know, I'd say to myself, you're so beautiful. And then inside I'd be like, no, you're not. And I'd be like, you're so beautiful, but you're not really. Just this inner wrestle that happens when you believe something for so long. It's like become an ingrained like pathway in your mind, and it takes time to undo it. But there's a speaker at Bethel called Abby Stumvoll, and her, like, she's just really anointed to break people free of shame and to take people on a journey of loving themselves well. And she had this picture which just really helped me in my process. She said, with lies, you're like in chains like this, and they're really, really, really tight. And what happens is you begin to say yes to truth and you say no to the lies. So you like start moving around in a circle like this. And each time that happens, the chains get looser, your arms have more room, your legs have more room. But the reality is you're going around in circles because it takes time to undo those lies. So many times I felt like I'd be like, oh yeah, you're really beautiful. And then literally 3 minutes later, I would have a thought in my head that says, oh my gosh, like, you look really fat today. And it just feels like you're going around in circle after circle after circle. But the truth is, like, it's never hopeless. You're always moving towards freedom. Like, with every choice that you make to say no to a wrong belief and you say yes to freedom, you're literally walking yourself into breakthrough and abundance. Even though, like, a lot of the time, it doesn't actually feel like you're getting anywhere. You are. So I had to face the same lies over and over and over and over and over again. But, like, Heidi Baker, she came to school and she said, if you don't give up, you win. If you don't give up, you win. And I feel like I didn't give up and I won. You know, there are still many things that I'm like working to overcome, and lies that they like still come in, or lies I didn't even know were there that just pop up, and have to just make a choice to really like say yes to truth. But the best thing about it is that I've become so familiar with the truth that I can recognize when it's a lie. And it's really easy for me now that when that thing comes in that says, you don't look good today, I'm like, no, thank you. And I just have this well of truth that I've built inside of me that just almost just comes up as like a natural response that I didn't even know I could really do, you know? Oh, it's like taking such a weight off of my shoulders. Like, I feel like this year I've stepped into so much life because I've really fought for truth this year. And you know what? Like, the best thing about it is that, like, wherever the Spirit is, like, freedom is. That was not a very good quote of that verse. What is it? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I just had this revelation. I was like, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where is the Spirit? He's in me. Which literally means that I have an abundance of truth living in me 24/7 that I can draw from. It doesn't actually have to be that hard to think up truth. Because he literally dwells. Truth dwells in me. And all I have to do is make the decision to, like, pull from it. I don't even know why I'm sharing, like, this particular thing. I guess for me, like, this has been my story. But I also really feel like there are people in this room that really need to know that that the lies that you're still carrying, like, don't get to define you anymore. Like, there's a moment of breakthrough for you this morning, even in the way that you think about yourself physically, or your gifts or your callings, or just who you are as a person. Like, there's like a moment of breakthrough for you where you get to make a decision to say, you know what, like, I'm gonna run hard after this season. And I honestly encourage you to run hard. Like, it might not always feel easy. The amount of times that I cried whilst doing my declarations was a lot, until I got to the place where, like, my arms were a bit looser, my legs were a bit looser. It didn't feel like so much of an effort to look at myself and say these things anymore, because the chains, like, just began to fall off. And then I looked at myself. There was, like, a day where I looked at myself and just these declarations after declarations just came out of me, out of nowhere. You know, it took me ages. When I first started to do it, it took me ages to think of, like, 10. But now I have an abundance of great things to say about myself. And, like, he has the same for you too. And it's funny, because 100 declarations sounds well scary, and it sounds like you're going to be there for, like, 5 hours. Honestly, so we had this couple, Steve and Wendy Backlund, that came to church, and they're the ones that are doing this declaration thing. And they have these little clickers that you can buy that you, like, click every time you do a declaration that, like, counts your declarations. And it was so funny, because I was like, when they came, I really wanted one, but there weren't any left when I went to get it. Randomly found one in my house the next day, which I don't know how it ended up there anyway. And it was so surprising to me how easy it is to do 100 declarations. Because it's not like you're having to recite sentences after sentence. You're literally, like, even as I was walking about, I'd have it in my pocket. And then whenever something would come up in me where I was like, oh my gosh, I feel really insecure in this situation. Or whenever one of those familiar voices would come back and try to tell me something about myself that I knew wasn't true, I just, I'm great, click, you know. And it just gets easier. It gets easier. All to say, just truth works. Truth really, really works. And this year, like, I've seen the power of saying no to lies. And the other thing that happens when you believe truth is that you become, like, a birthing place of hope. Like, when you choose truth, the atmosphere that you're creating in you is so full of hope. And then everybody around you just gets to come into that environment of hope that you're creating. It's literally like, when you know who you are, you literally pull people into it. They just get swept up into truth, whether they like it or not. And, Jesus. Oh my gosh, wow, the time's gone. So I really, really want to pray for people who feel like they need to go on this process too. If there is, like, stuff, like, in this season that you feel like, I have to get rid of this stuff. I have to get rid of these lies. I just want to ask you to be really brave and just stand up if you know that there is... you've got lies plaguing your life and you're like, have to get rid of them now. Because I feel like this is, like, such an invitation for breakthrough. Yeah. Why doesn't everybody just stand here? Yeah. And one of the best things that I've learned this year is that whenever you create space, he always fills it. It is always, always in his nature to fill. Like, he is the God who fills. And I so believe that as you're creating this space in your life, even right now in this moment where you're making a decision to just focus on him, he is so faithful to show up. He's so faithful to fill the space because it's just who he is. So, like, maybe just close your eyes, hold your hands out, whatever you do, like, to receive. Holy Spirit, we love you so much. We love you so much, and you're so welcome. We just invite your presence just to come. We invite your presence to fill this space. I thank you that you're so faithful to show up. You're so faithful to show up. You're so faithful to bring your presence, God. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. You know exactly what everybody in this room needs. And I ask God right now that you would meet them in exactly the way that their heart's been longing for. That you would come with your refreshing to the most deepest parts of them. That where people have even longed to feel you physically, that you would come and you would show up. Holy Spirit, you're so good, you're so good, you're so good. And right now, I declare over this room a spirit of breakthrough. A spirit of breakthrough that every lie that's been tormenting people will fall off right now in the name of Jesus. That every voice that seeks to tell you something about yourself that is not true, I cut you off, I silence you, and I tell you to fall to the floor right now and never come back. And I just speak abundance over every person in this room. Abundance of life, abundance of hope, abundance of joy, God. And I just release a courage in every heart in this room to ballistically renew their mind, to not stand a second longer, to believe something about themselves that they know is not true, God, because we can't afford to. We can't afford to live that way anymore, God. And I just release every ounce of breakthrough that I have had this year, and I give it to you. I just release it to your spirit right now in Jesus' name. Every breakthrough, every bit of freedom, every tear that I've shed, every piece of joy, every victory that I've won in renewing my mind, I give to you right now, every part of it. That you would live in the freedom that you have always been made to live. So I feel like I just want to leave a bit of space for you just to make that choice, just between you and the Father to say, you know what, God, I'm going to run after this in this season. I'm not going to stay bound by lies anymore. And I feel like even for some, he's going to specifically speak to you about the declarations that you need to be making in this season. So just take a minute if you want to, just to make that commitment before the Lord to say, God, this is the season that I run after truth.